Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian. Achtung, America, we welcome you to another epic episode, number 50, and the theme tonight is the fog of war. This is another day of our clandestine broadcasts tonight under the tyranny of the Biden regime. You are my young Jedi warriors in America, Europe, South America, and all over the world tonight, as I heed your call. This is your special school for training, for sharpening your quick minds into tools of peace and war if need be. I'm your dramatic warlord of the airwaves. All over the nation, we get stronger and stronger. We are the strong undercurrent in America today. So we look up and we see the Weimar American Republic. We see corruption at the highest levels of our government. We will not relent. We will speak the truth. Though we seek a good and everlasting peace for our people, we know deep down that our enemies always seek war. And this is why the battlefield never goes away, my friends. The Democrat leftists always say on the media, TV, and radio that the AR-15 rifle is a weapon of war. But I say that the Von Wehhunt Show is a bigger weapon of war. And we are in the war room tonight, and we have wargamed many future situations involving these hostile forces, both foreign and domestic, who have allied themselves against our nation and people. We will call them out. We are on the counteroffensive operation. Operation Barbarossa, World War II style. I wrote to a patriot on the Gab website recently, and I said this. His name, by the way, was Pariah. Pretty fitting. Like deplorable and dregs of society. I said, I agree, Pariah. America's greatest sin is its weakness. And right now, the powers that be like us being weak. And they love being weak in government. But we know a far better way to live. In the real world, just know that only the strong survive. The American military is far too busy building transgender diversity bathrooms and trying to win wars or to protect the nation or the border. It's all part of the overall leftist plan and agenda to gut us from within. And we will see about that in the days ahead. Now, many believe that right now there is no political solution in America. We hope there is. We hope peace prevails. But as each day goes on, we drift further into decadence and corruption thanks to the subversion of an elite political minority that we can't even see or acknowledge without destroying our mediocre lives. We are now demonized constantly in the media, the mainstream press, the Lügenpresse, as the Germans used to call it. They are trying to make the patriots into second-class citizens in this country, that our very ancestors built, and everyone is too ignorant to realize the severity of the situation that we currently find ourselves in at this precise moment in history. The only option right now is to bide our time and prepare for the inevitable future collapse. Hopefully, this can be salvaged. I told you before, it's like turning around an aircraft carrier in a shallow bay. It's very difficult. But don't worry, folks. I do have real hope for the future. I told you before, I always wish for the absolute best for all. But I also plan for the absolute worst as well. And we shall see what really happens in reality. If and when there is ever more civil unrest or, God forbid, war in this country, we do not seek it or want it, and no sane person does, by the way. But if that happens, in my view, you will see things come out of the woodwork that you have never seen before, World War II style. The gauntlet is thrown down, all bets are off, and only the strong will survive. We seek peace. But now we'll get into what is happening this week. The U.S. Navy fired 30 shots at Iranian boats. Those boats that keep approaching our naval fleet, I would sink them all in the Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf area. They have no business firing pot shots at our naval fleet. Now, the emergency was over the gas shortage this week on the East Coast. The Colonial Pipeline was shut down, now restored. There was ransomware that was paid. It was reported today earlier in Phoenix on AM Wire that Biden, or at least the company, wink, wink, nod, nod, paid $5 million to the ransomware hackers. Allegedly, that money was from Russian hackers, but we don't know for sure. It's all speculation at this part of the show. We'll get more information and we'll tell you about it. There was urgent talk of gas rationing this week. Gas stations in the southeast, many of them were closed. Up to 1,700 were closed the last few days. And there are many more tonight still saying that they are running out of gas. In Israel, the Temple Mount is burning. Bomb shelters have opened up as the rocket attacks on Israel have been fired up again by Hamas and other groups. War will break out in the Middle East. Turkey today said that if Israel ground forces go into the Palestinian region, they will supply Turkish troops against Israel. But as I told you before, there's always things happening in the world, always plots. We are a world at war, whether we like it or not. But getting back to preparation and what people need to be thinking about, when the system comes apart, and God forbid when it does, I do not seek it or want it, truthfully. People fantasize about how great it's going to be. No, it's not going to be great. If the system comes apart, if supply lines are really cut, if trucks can't get to your local grocery store, if gas trucks can't get to your local gas station, if stores close, it will not be a pretty picnic for you or me. People will be in shock. And this is precisely what I'm talking about when I say get prepared. Now, just a side note here, last year when COVID broke out, I went to the grocery stores to witness for myself all the people that were panicking, panic buying. The store shelves were bare. I took photographs of many of the store shelves and two or three big grocery stores that are around me here in the North Phoenix area. I saw the fights in the lines. I saw people hoarding food. Even some gas lines were starting. This is what happens when things are relatively good in America. Think about it. If things were really to go south on us, or really turn bad, what we've seen before is nothing compared to what would happen in the future. Fights have already broke out in the gas lines in the southeast. That's happening as we speak. Here's my take. When the system comes apart, the least thing that people will worry about is other people's shock and dismay. When the system comes apart, people will be shocked. They won't understand what's happening to them or their family or why everything is not, I repeat, not working. Why are the banks shut down? Why did they declare a bank holiday? Why their credit and debit cards will not work? Why are the store shelves empty, they will say. They will not understand why, keyword, the phones, the internet, and the TV are all off. They will not understand why no one is coming to save them, why no one is coming to help. And in my view, no one will ever be coming, ever. And then the food runs out, and the panic sets in, and the famine, and the disease. The lack of medicine will push a lot of people over the edge, unfortunately. You need to get close to your God, and you need to prepare, because these things can happen. I've told you before in my KFNX days, and I will reiterate here, that civilization, I call it the thin veneer of civilization. It's like that thin patina on a piece of furniture in your home. I'll break it down for you. You move a table or a chair and it just breaks off, right? That's society to me. You move it a little bit, you shake it, you disrupt it, and the patina comes off. And that's the thin veneer of civilization. And then the wolves come out. The criminals come out. Only God knows what is coming. People are talking about the end of the end of the end, a new era. We even have Hopi medicine men up in northern Arizona who are great spiritual leaders to their people talking about the end of an era. We don't really know when any of this will come down. But I would say this to all the fellow patriots that are out there. The police can no longer be trusted, unfortunately, to protect you. They have been ordered to stand down countless times before all over the nation, maybe against their will. We like our police, but we also know they take orders from the mayor and governor. We've been seeing this during the riots last year. We've been seeing this, that people have been calling the show and telling us that they heard of many stories of people dialing 911 only to be told, quote, do what you have to do. What did I tell you? They're not coming to save you. They're going to be tied up, or a Democrat mayor or governor will tell them, do not do anything. Stand down. And the 911 calls are always magically not working on the times when Americans need them most. This is just the beginning of what could happen. It's up to you and me to be responsible for protecting your family, your property, your loved ones, your money. Don't forget about money. People always say, well, in times of distress, I'll just get in my car and go across the country. There will still be stores and gas stations, and they will not recognize maybe a collapse. They will need money for you to gas up your car. So you will need money. And don't rely on your bank. The ATM may be frozen. Always have some cash in your house. The police have gone AWOL in many Democrat cities. So, every American, you must know your rights inside and out. As I've said many times before on the show, that we are truly on our own. We thank you for being here tonight. This is the infamous, legendary, rogue Von Wiehunt Show. From our KFNX days in Phoenix, we have come to Blog Talk. We're reaching far more people. We are all over the nation, the national show, and we are in over 15 countries. 92% of our audience is now domestic USA. 8% are overseas who love hearing about you. Many could be American expats or spies, but we will tell them the truth. If they come here as an invading army, we will cut them down, rest assured. And now it's time for show promo.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Howard Cosell, and tonight we look at the facts of life, standing here with one of the greats, Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest fighters and athletes in the world, wouldn't you say, sir?
I agree with that totally, Howard.
And as we stand here, awaiting the beginning of the Von Wiehunt Show, after we talk. Tonight, we're going to listen to the Von Wiehunt Show, which is on with Von, as they say. Now, Muhammad, are you ready for this show coming up?
I am ready, Howard. I said before we start listening to the show, I want to spar with you for a few minutes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Come on, you could do it. Just keep your right up. Keep your right up.
Oh, look out. Look out now. It's a big fist.
Let me grab what's on your head, Howard.
No, don't do it. Don't do that.
Come here, Howard.
Just stop the cameras from rolling.
No, keep them rolling now. Keep them cameras rolling.
Glad you're tonight, folks. If you want to call the show, we may have a VIP guest calling. These VIP guests are very busy, hard to pin down. They go to bed so damn early. That's the problem. But our phone number tonight is 563-999-3437. We are a night show. We will always be a night show. We're not the morning latte crowd, and we're not that afternoon drive-by crowd either. Our show is for the true believers. That's only in nighttime radio. Now, FBI unearths a Coinbase hitman plot in the crypto world. I find cryptocurrency very fascinating, as well as the stock market, etc. But a man from Tennessee, get this, has been accused of attempting to get his wife murdered by paying a hitman in Bitcoin. Blockchain analysis showed that Nelson Replogo used Coinbase to transfer $17,800 in crypto cash to an anonymous account. FBI detectives later linked his exchange wallet to his personal bank account and his internet home connection. Well, Nelson, you're a moron and you're going to prison. So you only valued your ex-wife at $17,800. If you hated her that much, she should be worth far, far less. You overpaid, and now you're paying the price. Literally. Crazy story of what's out there. We have more crazy stories. That's why you always tune into the Von Wiehunt Show. We'll tell you news that doesn't quite make the mainstream. A little bit out there. But these things are all accurate. If a zombie outbreak were to strike the U.S. shores, East Coasters should head west ASAP, a new report finds. That recommendation comes by way of Cornell University researchers. Cornell, by the way, for you in Apache Junction, is a very fine institution of higher learning. In Cornell, the professors have said that they have modeled the statistical mechanics of, yes, zombies. And they will present their findings at a meeting of the American Physical Society in San Antonio. The researchers used a number of techniques, they said, that are used when modeling real diseases and the abstract ends with this dismal line. We build up to a full-scale simulation of an outbreak in the United States and discover that for realistic parameters, we are largely doomed. This is what they said, just amazing. But the physical organization relays a glimmer of hope by way of Alex Alemi, a grad student involved in the research. He says those who want to remain safe from the undead for as long as they can should head to the Northern Rockies. What have I told you time and time again? In case of a national emergency, the Rockies of America, which resemble that of Afghanistan, will be your place of refuge. Folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. We have a lot of callers, and always on the show. We'll get to all of them here very, very shortly. And again, our number is 563-999-3437. People always ask me about the show, and they always ask me about how they can help out. You can help out the show by donating to the show. You can contact us here at the station or on PayPal. We do need your donations and great sponsorship to keep the show rolling into 2021-22 and for 1,000 years. So just know that to be true as well. We have a lot of people that have asked about the show and how they can advertise. Always contact me at VonWeHuntShow@gmail.com or contact the station here as well. We would love it. Now, according to these same experts, that Chicago wouldn't last long under zombie invasion. I just love this. It's a great story, and it's a research from Cornell. But basically, look, there's a lot of things happening, and you got to be out there. Folks, you got to get your gear now. I've told you and preached it for years. Get your gear. Get what you need. Don't panic buy, but do get what you need. Slow but sure. When it comes to preparation, remember, it's all about stealth accumulation. Now, I'll give you a little story here. I went to buy on an ammo run. I drove out to a few places. I went to the Cabela's by our big Westgate shopping center last Saturday. Just so you know, if you live in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, that the entire rows and rows of ammunition that's normally stocked to the gills, they have all sold out of every conceivable caliber. Every shelf was bare. I asked the guy, did you have any in the back? He went, no, we are completely sold out of ammunition. Well, they don't know about my secret place that I go to, the Sportsman's up here. They have 223 Remington ammo if you need it. They do not have any 9mm. They do have 308 and other calibers. So the Sportsman's at I-17 and the Highway 101 is where to go if you need ammunition for right now. But I just thought you'd find that interesting as anecdotal information about what's happening out there in the real world. And we need to talk about the real world on the show. And now, a big, big public service announcement for all of you out there in Radio Land. The debut of another great show. And another legendary Von Weehunt production. We will air the debut of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show, episode 1, next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This will be our debut show, Be There or Nowhere. And look, this was a show that was in production for quite a while. Now, this show will air next Tuesday night. This will be a regular series, and it will be a little different from our hard-hitting political show, which is, of course, every Thursday night, etched in stone in your memory, every Thursday at 8 p.m., of course. But the topics will be based on my best-selling book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, that does have political content, of course. We will talk about the real man in America. We will discuss women, chicks, dames, broads, party wenches, and how it pertains to the man in America today. We will discuss the MGTOW movement, men going their own way, is what that stands for, digital dating, expat travel, sex and lies, God forbid, and all the fun stuff associated with the male-female dynamic relationship of today. And how politics and the economy pertain to the real man today. For it is all related, my friends. It is all intertwined. We want the show to be a more lighthearted show, fun, entertaining, but still informative in a masculine sort of way, to get the information out there in Radio Land. Because the ladies can walk into any bookstore in America or watch TV, and there are hundreds of books or shows for them about their relationships, quote unquote. But there is no one show dedicated to this market segment of the men. Again, The Von Wien Show is a pioneer in radio. No one does what we do. And imitation by others is the highest form of flattery, and we thank them in advance. And we'll take that to the bank, rest assured. For this new show, we will start it on Tuesday nights, and it may not air every Tuesday night, depending on the studio schedule, since I'm a very busy radio talk show host and man about town recently. So check the show calendar. After thinking about the show, I envision it to be every first Tuesday of the month. We'll crank it out next Tuesday night, and then we'll do our regular show on Thursday, and then we'll probably start in one show in June or July. And from there, we'll kind of go into more shows in July and elsewhere. So that will be The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, Episode 1, next Tuesday. It'll be really, really cool. I know you're going to like it. It'll be a little more rock and roll kind of a show. But a lot of these serious issues that we talk about on this show will definitely be discussed there as well. Folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. We will get to all of you in due time. We have a big show planned for you, and we will start it up right now. Yes, folks. Again, we're going to have our show next Tuesday night, the debut. It's about once a month. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, we will talk about Bachelor exploits as well as have very cool callers. So on this show, put on your cufflinks, your loafers, your red smoking jacket. We will also quote my awesome book and talk about that. Think of the radio show as a radio audiobook of the manly Western lifestyle in America today. We will get it out there for all. The goal is to have it every Tuesday night, like I said. But we will talk about on our traditional show, never fear. We will still talk about this show. And it's on geopolitics, war and peace, every Thursday night as well. With our hard-hitting national and world news, our great list of callers, and the primetime players, and your show favorites, of course. So radio fans, be on the lookout for The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, Epic Episode 1, next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. It will also be infamous, rogue, and legendary. And with that, let's get to the calls. Let's get to the gunslinger in Dallas, Texas. If he can come on the line here. I believe he's coming on. Patching him through our studio. With those gas shortages out there in Dallas, we want to get a full report of the gas stations in Texas and what's going on. We're trying to get the gunslinger, folks. We may be having a little bit of electronic harassment tonight. Everything was working perfectly until we hit live. Let's try him again. Gunslinger, stay on the line. We're trying to get you through here in our pirate radio show. You never know what's going to happen on this show, I tell you that. Cult radio like no other. Gunslinger, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.
We heard you. This is our pirate radio show here with our World War II Enigma equipment. We got you here. So give us a report of the gas lines there in the Dallas area and what's going on.
Well, actually, the gas lines really are not that bad here.
Good.
Up in Dallas. I don't live in Dallas. There's really not no gas lines down here. I live south of Dallas, about 20-something miles. Really, there's not any gas lines down here either. I mean, the gas is up
good.
a few cents since last time, so it's not too bad around this area. Now, other areas of the country, yeah, they are gas lines. But with this pipe situation here, now, I heard, was it the pipeline is back in operation from what I've heard, okay? So it's the gas is flowing, okay? Now,
okay.
I also did hear that they paid the ransom to these idiots.
They did. $5 million, yes, sir.
$5 million, okay? What that's going to do is that is going to make people copycat things. If they
right.
do this to a pipeline, I mean, what's stopping them from doing it again next week for another $5 million bucks? And then the week after for another $5
million. And they will. You bet.
And they will. Okay. And what leads this to be so dangerous is if they can shut down a pipeline remotely, and that's exactly what they did because they hacked into their computer systems, okay? What about that little thing called the grid, the electrical grid? Okay.
Right.
It's controlled by computers too. A lot of people didn't know that, but it is. Okay. It's completely relied on electronic computers. Okay. Just like the computer you're sitting in front of right now, or I'm sitting in front of mine here. Okay. What makes it even worse now is these little power stations around the country called nuclear generating stations, you know, the nuclear plants.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They're controlled by computers too. Okay. Now, they do have a pretty good depth of encryption or security. Okay. But if a group of hackers, okay, can sit around and shut down a pipeline, probably using their laptop, you think they might be able to shut down a few of those nuclear plants? Yeah. Nothing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
I'm a retired master electrician, electrical engineer. I know how this crap works, okay? Backwards, forwards,
right.
and upside down. Spent 20 years in the trade, okay? There is nothing that is secured. I don't care what it is. The first rule of Electrical 101 is just because it says it's off doesn't mean it's really off. Okay?
That's
right.
Let
that sink in for a minute. That's right. There's been a lot of people killed by not, you know, going by that number one rule. I don't care what it is. Just because it says it's off doesn't mean that it's really off. So that means just because they say, well, we got all these lines of encryption and all the fantastic computer system, doesn't mean that somebody can't hack into it. And this ought to prove it. I mean, what more proof do you want? So again, if they can shut down this pipeline system, okay, the grid is just as vulnerable as that pipeline is, okay? Now, can you imagine all of a sudden, you know, as the old saying goes, where was Moses when the lights went out? In the dark.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Now, the grid could be taken down by man-made, and of course, hacking into it is obviously man-made. But remember, it could be taken down by natural effects, too, called a solar flare.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and Google the Carrington effect. This was back in the 1900s, early 1900s. We didn't have as sophisticated computers like we have today, obviously, duh. But there was a huge, gigantic solar flare. It fried the telegraph systems all across this country. It fried them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one naturally occurring event. Now, back then, we didn't have the computer systems that's controlling everything and your cell phones and your smartphones and tablets and all these great and wonderful things. If that happened today, you talk about to have your neighbor as your dinosaur, it would literally put us back into the Stone Age. Literally. Within seconds. Not minutes, not hours, not days, not weeks. It would literally put the entire United States back to the Stone Age in a matter of seconds. Okay? That's scary.
Absolutely.
All the stuff that relies on the infrastructure, all these industrial plants that are storing deadly and toxic chemicals that have to be refrigerated. Well, what happens when the power goes out? Refrigeration goes out. I mean, there's all kinds of nasty stuff that's stored in them containers that if they get too warm, guess what? They go kaboom, okay?
That's right.
What about people that are in the hospitals and rely on, you know, the medical stuff for breathing things and heart monitoring and all this great and wonderful things? It stops. Batteries can only last for so long. And if this thing, if a naturally occurring EMF pulse was to occur or the grid would take down, batteries can only last so long, and generators can only run so long, as long as there's fuel supplied to them. But if you can't get fuel to them because the trucks can't run, gee whiz, you got a limited supply, okay? And I don't care how much you pay for your nice fancy generator, $5 or $20,000, it doesn't matter. It's got to have fuel to run, unless you got solar or wind or something like that. But typically, you know, a regular, you know, gasoline, diesel-powered generator. And that's what what's all of them around these hospitals and police departments and fire departments and all these government buildings have these big, you know, the big standby generators. But then there's another thing that comes into play on this called maintenance. I would say 80% of all these standby generators from coast to coast in every various building, whether it be government, whether it be private, whether it be hospitals, whatever, they are shit. I know, I've seen maintenance work, trust me. A 2-year-old kid could do better than what I've seen, okay? And that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and these things are supposed to be maintained.
That's really
scary.
They're
supposed to be at a schedule. They got to be, you know, fired up, you know, once a month, twice a month to make sure that the batteries are, you know, are able to start the diesel and the fuel, and there's no water or condensation in the fuel, blah, 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 blah. It's a machine. It has to be maintained, okay? And if you don't maintain it, maintenance, hence, then in a emergency situation, it goes down and you're sitting there, okay, where's the lights? Where's the lights? And the lights don't come on. Then what are you going to do? That's another scary thought.
That
and
is.
A lot of people, yeah, and a lot of people don't know, but, you know, they think, you know, they say that, you know, nuclear powers and all this great and wonderful things, blah, blah, blah. Well, number one, it's just a nuclear, the nuclear part of a nuclear power station is pretty complicated, the nuclear process, okay? But it boils down to boiling water, okay? Steam, all right? That's what these things do.
Mm-hmm.
The nuclear situation or the nuclear process heats water, boils it, and goes it and throws it through a steam turbine, which is, you know, connected to a generator. But a lot of people doesn't know, just like we've learned from Fukushima over there, okay? When that when that tsunami, you know, that
yes, it did
plant over there, okay? The generators failed, okay?
Yes, they did.
Every damn one of them failed. Not necessarily because they were located in the basement, which is kind of a crazy place to put a standby generator when you're on the ocean, on the beach, but that's besides the point. It took out the water inlets on the beach down there that cools the diesel engine. A diesel engine don't run very long if it heats, just like your car. Drain all the water out of your car and let's see how far you go down that road. Not very far. Okay.
So true.
Yeah, and what's even more scarier about that is because the tsunami took out all of the distribution lines going from this nuclear plant, right? Well, a lot of people don't know that a nuclear generating plant must have power. Even if the nuclear process is shut down, it has to either go to batteries, one, generator, two, or external power. And you'll say, why? What the hell? Well, why is that? Because it's got to keep them cooling pumps moving to cool that core.
Hmm.
Yes, if the cooling pumps do not run and they're electric, okay, then the core overheats, you get a Fukushima, okay? All right. So, and not only on top of that, but you know where the nuclear spent fuel rods are stored? On site in a gigantic Olympia-sized swimming pool, and there's got to be cooling water circulated through these cooling pools 24/7. And if they don't, they start to rise in temperature, and all of a sudden, boom, you have a radiation fire. Isn't that lovely? Lovely? Which is
it is, man. It is. And Fukushima is still spewing out radioactive water.
Absolutely.
Into the oceans. Still is.
They don't even know what to do with it. You've seen the pictures of the site with all them gigantic big tanks. Those things are storing water, radioactive water.
I know.
Okay. Because it's actually the United States' fault. Okay. Actually, probably a lot of people didn't know that. We sent our engineers over there when they built that damn place. Okay. And our engineers, you know, they screwed up royally. Number one, they built it on the ocean side of the ocean. You know, Japan is an island, right? They built it on the ocean side. If they would have built it on the other side of the island, then the tsunami wouldn't have reached it, and there would have been no problem, okay? But because they built it on the seaward side, well, you just might as well just pull your pants down and bend over and say, there it is, okay? Because it's going to happen. It will happen, and it did. And the groundwater.
It did. Yes.
And the ground is flowing into the basements of those, of that containment vessel, and it's being radioactive. Okay. And how are you going to stop water?
This show is radioactive, gunslinger.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I mean, it's insanity, and all these people that you should be driving electric cars and all this stuff. Oh yeah, if Texas cannot do 2 weeks with, you know, a few inches of snow out on the ground and all these wind generators froze up and no gas and all this stuff, how's everybody going to drive electric cars? You know, that for every electric car you plug in, that generator station is going, not anymore.
That's right. That's right, man. Gunslinger, thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate you, man. That's all a right. Great rant there from South Dallas, Texas, the Republic stands. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. The Gunslinger is a regular call. We love him, man. Calling from South Texas there, south of the Dallas area, I mean. Let's get to another call here in a moment, and let's get to the Gladiator, Paul from North Phoenix. He is chomping at the bit. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good. Hey, I took a lot of notes during the science lecture by the Gunslinger. I love him.
Yes, great guy. He knows his science.
One of my peer primetime players on the Von Weehunt. So you know what I want to be when I grow up?
What's that?
A gunslinger.
Yes. That's every child's goal, to be a gunslinger. You too can reach this demographic. Yes. Love it.
That's right. So your thoughts, man. When the gunslinger was talking about the Russian hackers getting paid $15 million,
I heard it was five. Yeah.
I saw it. ABC, CBS News reported. They reported $15 million.
It might have been 15. It might have been, sure.
I was thinking, basically, already within 4 months, Joe Biden is negotiating with terrorists. What a frickin' loser.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
As predicted on the show. Right. And then as
the
gunslinger said, everything is controlled by computers. And if you are now vaccinated, you are now controlled by a nanocomputer. Congratulations.
Exactly. The nanobots will control you with the nanotechnology. Oh, yes. It's in the beast vaccine. It's the shot. Get yours today. In fact, they're going to be paying people, I heard, $100 to get the shot in many locales in the country. How about those apps?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know what state it was. It's one of the Midwestern states, might be Montana. Three people who are getting vaccinated, you know, your names are going to go into a drawing. Three out of those drawing people, I think it's like 2 weeks, are going to win $1 million each from the state for getting vaccinated. Wow. Can you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I do, man.
It's now a vaccine lottery.
Right. You know?
It's a vaccine lottery. It's a vax lottery, right? Because it isn't a vaccine. It's a vax. But
yeah.
So I want to try to keep this light and upbeat this week. Usually I'm all, here's all the bad info. But you mentioned an Ivy League study on zombies, or what I call the vaccinated public, right? So I call zombies the vaccinated public, right? To me, they are the vaxxed undead, right? So
yes.
I think there's two things. I have questions about this. So two things. First of all, Cornell University obviously does not want to admit any zombies into their student body if they're studying zombies, right?
Right.
And then what students are wasting their Ivy League education studying zombies?
That's the real question, but I love it. I would love to take an elective called Zombie Apocalypse 101, 102, 103, you know, or 303, and be hilarious. It would be a great elective,
I mean,
you know?
I played collegiate rugby against the Ivy League and kicked their ass from Connecticut State University.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't believe those kids nowadays, because – you know, when I went to school in the mid to late 80s, there were some smart guys. So after the rugby game, we'd all drink, you know, 18 kegs. And even talking to those guys, I knew they were smart. I studied at the Yale Library going to Connecticut State down the road. But I can't believe there's a professor who put a program together on zombies. Anyways, so let's talk about Tuesday night. The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show. Finally, I've been waiting 18 years for this.
I know. Finally, got the time slot that I want, and it has to be a night show, man. You know, and the thing is, Blog Talk's been very, very cool to me. And this is a show that, you know, we kind of intertwined it, you know, in this show over the years. But I want to separate them out. They deserve their own specific time slot, right? And this will be kind of a more of a lighthearted show, a fun show. We will talk about politics and the economy and how it affects the man in America today, the bachelor, if you're divorced, if you're engaged to be engaged, whatever, you're welcome. So, and the women will be listening in to know what you men really think, right? We know that.
Right. So, you know, obviously I've read your book. We're good friends. And here's my thought on the book. Every fraternity member in college needs the Bachelor Guide to the Galaxy. So if any listeners out there, if you have a son, a brother, a nephew, a grandson, a godson, if you're a godfather or godmother to a relative or friend's child that's going to college, especially, or who's graduated high school and is going into the real world and beyond, they need the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy book. You got to get it. You got to buy it and give it to them. And then listen on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., at least the first Tuesday of every month to start, because you'll love it. And have them listen. Have those young men graduating high school, going into the real world, going into college, have them listen to the show. They'll learn a lot. They'll find out who Frank Sinatra was, who Dean Martin was, and they'll find out, you know, what yams are instead of saying, hey, she has nice legs. In college or at the bar, they can say, hey, she's got nice yams, and be cool while saying it, you know?
Right, and no one's going to know what you're talking about. It's
exactly.
The Rat Pack code.
You got to bring the bingo back, man, you know?
Right. Right. Bring back the Rat
man.
Pack, you know? Why not? I mean, look, there's enough doom and gloom in the world. And don't get me wrong. I delve into it. I go down many, many rabbit holes, as you know, and glad to do it as your radio commando. But the thing is, this is going to be kind of a cool show. I envision it being a two-hour show, so I'm going to block out the time. And, it'll be, you know, so when you call into that show, guys, have an angle, you know, have an edge to your call. Say, I just broke up with my girlfriend. She said this, or about to get married. What do you think? Or what do your callers think? Or this lady at work's a real biatch. She's my boss. I don't like her. Whatever. Or why am I being taxed more? I'm at this tax range. I'm a single guy in a factory. Whatever the case is, I want it to kind of pertain to the book. And the book has got many subchapters, as you know, Paul, and I'll read a few on the air to kind of get you guys ginned up and get those get you like thinking about it, right? So then we'll have a lot of fun with it.
And here's what I suggest: get your six pack, get your Corona or Pacifico or whatever you like, get a big mug, pour two in the big mug, and start listening to the show, and then call in. I'll call in. I'll give you all of my 82 relationship failures, but at least I saved myself.
Love it. Love it.
I saved myself. Yeah, at least I saved myself financially during those, so that at least I can pass those lessons on. Man.
Yes, and that's what I want to talk about is how to protect yourself financially, guys, if your maiden girl, if she goes south on you. And Paul and I can help you there to retain your money, retain your kingdom and your foundation and your castle on the Rhine. Don't give it up to the Bolshevik forces aligned against you.
Exactly.
It'll be a fun show, man.
And maybe on that show we can talk a little bit about even current day investing, like cryptocurrency for the young guys.
Yeah.
And other forms of investments as well. Yeah, that'll work out well. Yeah, sounds like
you and I are both into crypto.
Fun
yes. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've studied crypto as you have for years. And it's just, you know, and like I told Paul the other day, I said, folks, I thought when crypto came out and I heard that the young millennial guys were going to, I'm Generation X, by the way, Paulus too. But I thought that it was a flash in the pan, man. I thought it was kind of like, it's going to crash and burn. It'll be some Bernie Madoff New York Ponzi scheme where they'll steal everyone's money. They'll run to the Turks and Caicos Islands or the Bahamas or the Caymans and say, screw you, America. We got your $200 million. To me, that was the earlier version of ransomware, like they did with our pipeline there in the Southeast. I thought they were going to steal everyone's cash, right? But it's here to stay, and it's not going anywhere. And there's a lot of interesting numbers about crypto that we'll talk about on the show as well. So your thoughts about that, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we got to make sure everybody's financially set. I mean, right now, I don't know if everybody heard the news, but in Arizona, our lovely governor, he has just taken away the federal money from the unemployment. So the extra $300 a week juice on top of the meager $240 a week is gone. The $300's gone. So we all have to help each other financially. Yeah, we have to help each other financially, emotionally, keep everybody safe. Everybody's got to protect themselves physically,
yes,
ammunition and guns, and financially. And, yeah, we all got to help each other protect what we have because, you know, no one's showing up to pay our bills next month. So we all got to help each other get as much money as we can now, as you and I have been talking about for years, especially when Trump was in presidency. But even more important now that the liberals are going to come for our bank accounts.
Yes, and they will. And they will, man.
And they are.
Definitely
and
will.
They are. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
So even
crazy.
Like a lot of people, I know we all don't fall into this category, but capital gains is going to get hit for all these Biden trillion dollar programs that the liberals want to pass through. So for capital gains, if somebody has a house and they also are selling stocks or something else and you gross more than $1 million in a year on capital gains, you're going to get hit at 40%. If you make $999,999 in a capital gain, so above and beyond your investment, you only pay a 20% capital gain tax. That's what the Democrats want to do. So make sure you total less than $1 million in a year so that you don't double your tax and screw your own bank accounts. I mean, these are things that not a lot of people are paying attention to. And, you know, it would all be great if we were millionaires and we were in that bracket. But, you know, we all aspire to be there, so we should know the rules that the Democrats are putting in place on us.
I agree. Paul, great, great call, man. We'll see you on Tuesday night for the opening salvo of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. I think this show is going to go to the moon like crypto.
Hey, right. And hey, quick question. There's not a test on the lecture from the gunslinger, is there? Do I have to prepare for a test or anything?
No, I think you're good. I think you have the knowledge base already, man. You're good.
Okay. All right, man.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Paul the Gladiator. Thank you, you too. Awesome, man. Awesome call from the Gladiator there. Love it. And, we'll just go ahead and get some more calls in here eventually. But first, let's go with this.
Thank you.
just a little bit of music there. We want to thank our tech wizard, Irish Pirate, for providing the show lately with some fantastic audio for your listening pleasure, of course. Yes, I went to Purdue University. I only wish that there were people there, great professors, who taught me about the future zombie apocalypse. But I had to teach myself about this stuff. But if you go to Cornell, you can enroll in these zombie apocalypse courses there in New York. So that is really cool. But we all know that these zombies are actually Democrats in disguise, as well as militant leftists and other malcontents on the Marxist left in America. Dirty Harry would have nothing to do with them. He would hate their guts. And he sounds a lot like this.
You saw the ads, and you saw what was out there on the Von Wehunt show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Von Wehunt show.
When there is a zombie apocalypse, Dirty Harry's will be behind every blade of grass in America. I just love that. And by the way, I'm very proud of you, my fellow Americans. The gun sales are through the roof for the latest FBI statistics. Not to be a gun nut, but you need guns going forward in this country. This country was founded on the gun. And the FBI is just beside themselves, all the millions and millions of gun checks that they are having to do, working overtime for you, the great patriots of America, to procure the weapons of your choice. And that is your right. It's not about how many you need. It's your right to own them. And that's what you tell the militant Democrats when they're in your face. Gordon Liddy was a great patriot. He served under President Nixon, passed away recently in Scottsdale here in Phoenix. Lived here for many, many years, but we know he was a man that was really in the White House during a real civil war in this country in the late 1960s and early 1970s. We had riots all over America. Many of you young guys that are millennials, Generation Z, et cetera, don't even know about that. There were riots in L.A. There were riots in Detroit. We had riots everywhere. Gordon Liddy used to tell Nixon, we are in a civil war. It was the late 60s, the peace movement, the Vietnam War, and he sounded a lot like this.
People are busy in the streets. They're causing insurrection against the government, against our countrymen. It's time to do something, and we need to first take cover and cover each other's backs. That's right, we need to stand up for each other and make sure that we're safe. This is a nation that has been great. It was made great from the beginning by God and needs to continue that way. So, my friends, tune in to The Barbarian. That's right, Thursdays at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Von Wehunt. Von Wehunt is on the air.
You damn right I am. Now, the people will say that, you know, if you watch the popular media, they'll say that here's more or less the mantra. I would say that black people and minorities in general, they'll say they aren't really violent, and you're a terrible person for even thinking that. It's the level of propaganda in the media that we've come to expect. But now that has changed, and now they've kind of tweaked it, and they are saying now in the media, well, yes, we know with Minneapolis, those riots, and other in Washington, D.C. last summer, that many black people, and some definitely are violent, but not all, but it's justified, and you have it coming, whitey, in the suburbs of America. That's the new stage that we're in, that all the violence for minority groups, and I don't care if they're purple, it's all justified. You got to sit there and take it, America. It's coming. You owe us, and screw you in the suburbs. That's exactly the message that comes through, at least to me, loud and clear. It's amazing. Now, don't forget to tell the kids that about the evil United Nations. Here's a little history lesson for you. Alger Hiss was the first acting secretary of the UN in the 1940s. Even then, Hiss was strongly suspected of being a communist. Later, it was confirmed. Another conspiracy theory confirmed. No doubt about it. And every UN Secretary General since this had either some degree of socialism or communist sympathies and or leanings. Now, the United Nations, established after the end of World War II, is the largest international organization in the world and was originally designed to strengthen cooperation and coordination among countries. Oh, how nice. We're all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya as rockets rain down on Israel and elsewhere in the world. The UN has expanded communist political power in the world since the Bolsheviks took over in 1945. That is a fact. So, yes, Virginia, there are consequences for losing wars. The UN is a supranational, not supernatural, but supra, S-U-P-R-A, national entity. Just know that the UN conforms to communism's goal of eliminating the state and the individual and has been used to increase communist power all over the world. From the very beginning, the UN became a tool of the Soviet-led communist camp and has acted as a stage. And they are goons for the Communist Party to promote itself and the communist ideology in America and elsewhere of a one-world government. The militant left screams about fascism in America. Aren't they always in the streets talking about that? There is no fascism, you idiots, in America. There is only militant communism perpetuated by Antifa and BLM and other militant leftist groups and or organizations. There is no fascism in America. The people out there like that do that, that scream those slogans, to me are like that 1950s movie with James Dean called Rebel Without a Cause. What we see in America is much different. President Trump had the right idea. We need to defund and step away from the UN and any international organization that promotes globalism at the expense of the patriots in our country here in the USA. And this is why he was constantly and incessantly attacked by the Democrat left and their accomplices in the media in this country. The UN is our enemy and should not be on United States soil, in my book. I am a nationalist. It's America first, not the UN first. Screw them. The United States was allied with the despotic Soviet Union during World War II, which had already killed off millions of Christians. And in Britain, through her empire, had one quarter of the world's population under her thumb and control. These were told to us as being the good guys, making the world safe for democracy. The more time goes on, the more we realize that was just, in many ways, communist propaganda directed at all of us. The UN is full of tyrants, and the UN is not for America. Many countries that they promote are far, far from democracy, so you can't have it both ways. I can't think of one thing the UN has done to the benefit of the USA or the American taxpayer or the American government. But I can think of many, many things the UN has done to hinder and oppose U.S. policy, foreign and domestic. Lately, they've been chiming in on our domestic policy. A big FU needs to go to the UN. It needs to be delivered by someone I would send to them that delivers the threats around the world. Shut up. We're going to kick you out of here. They should be removed from our soil. Why do we continue spending our tax dollars on the UN, folks? Hundreds and hundreds of millions a year. This is your money. It's well past time to get them out of the United States and out permanently. The United Nations was originally designed to do exactly what it has and is doing. They were designed to create a one-world government. Newsflash, those of you in Apache Junction, run by elitist scum under the guise of preventing wars, promoting peace, and all the other virtuous narratives that are merely ruses designed to deceive the masses. Stop funding the UN and immediately remove them from our soil. That is what needs to be done. Everyone keeps pointing to China as the enemy. They are, but there is more to it than meets the eye. The globalists are the true enemy. I'm still of the mind that China is the template they would like to use across the globe. During a 1942 meeting in Washington, Democrat FDR Roosevelt candidly told the Soviet foreign minister that the United States, England, and Russia, and perhaps China, yes, he did mention that in 1942, that those four countries should, quote, police the world. 1942 meeting in Washington with FDR talking to the Soviet foreign minister. It takes time for them to develop these things. It's incrementalism at its best, but it does happen over time. To secure the global rule of the victorious powers after the war, the big three, that of course was America, Great Britain under Churchill, and Russia under Stalin, and other allied leaders established the United Nations organization to serve, part of their charter is to serve as a permanent world police force. Its founding conference was hosted by Roosevelt on U.S. soil. Ever since, the U.S. has been its biggest sponsor, while the U.S. military, larger than the militaries of the next 10 countries combined, have served as the policemen of the New World Order UN, breaking up one nation after another under the guise of, you guessed it, drumroll please, democracy. Now, getting to World War II for a moment here, it is a complete false narrative that Hitler had any plans for world domination. The world is simply too big. He didn't have the troops to barely contain himself in Europe. All he wanted was Fortress Europe. And there's no way that anybody's ever conquered the world. So when they say that, just think about it. What's really your game plan here? Your game plan was to establish the UN, to have a worldwide police force and a globalist Stasi to keep you in check. That was wartime propaganda in pure projection, knowing now, as we look back in history, that FDR, the Democrat, set up the United Nations together with other allied leaders, unfortunately, as a vehicle through which to police the world, which drains our treasury, which drains our tax dollars, which usurps the sovereignty of America and our military forces. This is part and parcel what has happened over the years. You know it to be true, America. And it's just amazing how we've come this far, and amazing. But that is real history, and you will hear real history on my show. Thank you. Yes, we are back. Let's get to the phones here. We'll get to Lincoln and the flyover country, and then we'll get to the Irish pirate, our infamous tech wizard. Lincoln, how's it going tonight, man? We'll get you live on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Doing good, brother. What's happening out there, man? Give me a report from the Midwest. Want to hear it?
I mean, here in this state, man, I told you over the several weeks that the number of idiots you see walking around wearing masks has become less and less and less. I mean, at the peak, it was maybe 50-50, and it's very few now. I mean, pretty much the area I'm in, man, it's like we live like there's no such thing. Like, there's no one's ever even heard of this COVID made-up bullshit. So, I mean, for me, it's easy here, man. Gas is still the same. It's gone up quite a bit, but it's not hard to get. I don't have to wear a mask anywhere. We're not forced to take the vaccine. I mean, it's things are normal in this part of the world, man.
Good, good. So no big gas lines there, no mayhem, no fights in the gas lines. People slugging it out to get a gallon of gas. I've been seeing that on YouTube and Twitter lately.
Yeah, I've been slugfest seeing that a lot. Yeah, there. I guess there's gas shortages all over, but I mean, here it's. I mean, like gunslingers sitting there in Texas here, you know, you wouldn't even know it around here. I mean, other than gas prices have completely shot up, you know, big time. I mean, it wasn't that long ago I was paying, you know, $1.59, $1.69 for a gallon of gas. Now I'm paying $2.89 for a gallon of gas, but which, you know, other than that, I wouldn't notice anything different about the gas.
So you were paying less under President Trump, more under Biden?
Oh, absolutely. Under Trump, it was we were well under $2. I mean, you're talking $1.59, $1.69.
And there were no gas pipeline shortages, no sabotage, no ransomware, no nothing. Just a free flow of fuel and energy to the American people. That's what I recall.
Oh, it's gone up more than $1 a gallon just since in the few months that Biden's been in office, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. And the Democrats, Lincoln, always say, we're here to help the local common man, right? Well, how do you help the common man when you're charging him a buck extra for a gallon of gas? What is that Democrat math?
Well, I mean, in some ways they kind of are helping the common man when it comes to things like the unemployment benefits, things like that, which makes me sick to see all these Republicans, like, revolting and fighting it.
Well, sure. Now, that's one thing that I am definitely for. I told the folks before that unemployment, don't forget, the juiced up amounts weren't from Biden. It was from President Trump who gave Americans the $300 juice all across the nation. It wasn't Biden at all. He inherited the generous unemployment from the President Trump era. And I'm all for that, because one thing I do like about unemployment, folks, is that at least you work and you pay into the system, and all the money is normally spent domestically here inside this country. And that's the great thing about it. Our people need help. And, yeah, they do need help. People always say, well, there's millions of jobs out there, right? Well, there are. But let's face facts. If you had a skill set and your company hasn't reopened yet fully, you know, a lot of people are still waiting for their companies and businesses to reopen. So, yeah, there's plenty of jobs in fast food, or maybe at the mall food court, or maybe things like that. But, you know, but if you have a different skill set, some people are still waiting. So they got to be paid. I agree, Lincoln. Got to be paid. We'll blow money all over the world, and let's blow it here in this country, you know?
One thing that drives me crazy with these modern conservatives is, you know, they, like, my state's one of them that has completely opted out of the extra $300, you know, a week for unemployment. They've completely opted out of that. They refused to take it, whatever. You know, but a lot of these guys don't realize that their supporters are the very ones that many of them, it's happened to me a couple times, and I know lots of guys it's happened to. You can meet lots of them online, who have been fired from their jobs for supporting conservatives, and now conservatives are taking away their unemployment benefits. It's bizarre.
That's right. Isn't that screwed up? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They are getting fired for supporting Trump or so-called Republican slash conservative slash conservative causes, right? And they were good soldiers, and they got fired from work or docs or something, and all they have left is the unemployment, right, to live on. And now the same conservatives are trying to cancel that out. That is really effed up. I totally agree with you. Totally.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
And
yeah.
That's sad. Well, that's why I always say, Lincoln, that the Republican Party is going to lose a lot of market share if they don't watch that stuff. Help out the American people. We are truly America first.
They've already lost a lot of it. I mean, you look at, like, the demographic that Trump lost. I think they already lost in 2020. They lost a lot of that. I mean, you can't pander. Well, we've talked about this many times. There's no point going into that again. But anyway, the amount of pandering he did cost him the election was one of the things, along with all of the theft that went on during the election. That certainly didn't help, was losing 5% of the white vote. That definitely hurt.
I agree.
But anyway, I want to tell you, like, I'm glad you called it out a while ago and you said the truth, which you said that there's not really any fascists in this country. It's they're Antifa, people like that. They're communists. They wave communist flags. It makes me sick. It makes me cringe when I hear these stupid Republicans say, we're not fascists. Antifa's the real fascists. No, Antifa's the real Nazis. No,
that is so stupid.
Not.
I agree.
They're communists. It makes me sick when I hear these normie Republicans say, Antifa's the real Nazis. They're the real fascists. You don't know anything about fascists or the National Socialist German Workers' Party if you really think that. I mean...
I agree. That's the dumbest comment by these politicians. That's why I don't have them on, because some of them, they're not very, very bright. People like you and my other callers are far smarter than a lot of these guys. They get lucky and they run for office. You're right. They're trying to splice hairs. They're trying to say, I'm not a Nazi. The real Nazis are on the left. The real Nazis are Antifa. No, they're not Nazis. They're carrying the communist flag. Are you blind, people? They tell you, I'm a Bolshevik. I am BLM. Marxism is on their website, and I believe it still is. That's the ideology that they like to espouse. The Antifa carry a red Soviet flag into their parades. They do not carry the Nazi flag. Or the Nazi battle flag. I used to hear these same comments and go, what are you smoking? These are not, people are trying to be cute with their language. They don't know what words really mean, Lincoln, and that is part of the education process where they think they're being overly clever by saying, oh, well, the real Nazis are over here. No. let's just call them what they are. Just be accurate. They're communists. And they'll tell you, if you walk up to them, I believe in the communist ideology. They'll tell you the Antifa people, I've seen them on, you know, YouTube a million times. They'll say, I want a communist takeover of the country. They will tell you that verbatim. You know, they're the ones that walk around saying punch a Nazi today, right? So they can't be both. And it's just stupid when I hear I kind of cringe when I hear these things on Fox News. And these people don't think about what they're saying, and they're trying to be cute and edgy and clever. It just comes out stupid and garbled, and it makes no sense. And they're confusing more and more people about it. You know,
it's been going on for a really long time ago. You know, like in the 1950s, you look at Joseph McCarthy. I mean, he had to fight his own Republican Party just as hard, if not harder, than the Democrats. For calling it what it is, when he said that communists have infiltrated the United States, he wasn't joking. He wasn't kidding. He's actually, history has proven him absolutely correct. But when you look at the time, Republicans disowned him for that and thought he was, called him a kook and a crazy and a conspiracy theorist. No, he was correct when he said that.
He was spot on correct, and history has proven him right. But again, the problem with history is it grudgingly will say, yeah, this guy was correct, but by then it's 20, 30 years later and everyone still thinks you're a kook because the American people don't like to study or learn or read, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them don't, let's be honest. They're far more interested in the latest TV sitcom or watching a Hollywood movie, which we all love movies, right? But my thing is they don't want to go down. They don't want to know about these things because ignorance is bliss. And to this day, McCarthyism is still brought up and that's some kind of evil that the left brings up all the time. God forbid he simply called them out. And he was right, but he was chastised for it, filleted on the American grill, so to speak in politics. So his career was over. That was his claim to fame.
But by both parties.
Everything he said was the truth. And other people have said it too. Even JFK and his father said there's communists in our government, and they whacked him. And, this is part of a thing where the Republican Party today, folks, in my view, the modern day, not the party of Nixon or Reagan, but the modern day one, is an extension of the Democrat Party. It's controlled opposition.
Absolutely.
I know it's hard for a lot of people to think about, but it is. They basically want you to have these watered-down RNC talking points. They want to placate you. It's not the big, boisterous party it once was. And they will tell you, we're the loyal opposition. Mitt Romney is their poster boy. He likes things to be delicate and nice in the Senate. He doesn't want to ruffle anyone's feathers. He just got booed off the stage there in Utah. But he's a part of the loyal opposition. They like that role because guess what? You get paid and you don't have to do anything. It's a great scam. If you're a rhino Republican senator, or if you're a rhino congressman, think about it. You have no real power. You don't have to do anything. You're making $180 a year. You have all the free benefits. All you have to do is get in front of the dolts that are out there and say, I'm for cutting taxes. I am for no national debt. Just talk those stupid talking points. Everyone's going to clap like seals and elect you. Year after year after year. That's right. And Lincoln, you and I have talked about this many times. This is the political paradigm in America. I sit there and I just squint and I cringe and I go, oh, no, they're doing it again, and these people are buying it. That's why things never change fundamentally, and they don't want things to change. So you notice that Liz Cheney this week got sacked from the House Committee, and she was, of course, very anti-Trump. But, boy, she is kicking and screaming out the door, how dare you take me off my power position, my power chair? And she said, I'll do everything I can to make Trump never see the Oval Office again. Oh, boy, they're vociferous. They are full of venom. And they're going to let you know about it. And all the media loves Liz Cheney. When Republicans go against their base, they're called courageous. He's got courage. Another profile and courage award, right? Because you're going against your base. Right. And they love that when they get a Republican like John McCain or Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney who go against their base. The press clap at that. Wonderful. They have such courage. And they will make them out to be a saint because they're going against you and me in the suburbs of America, in the gridirons of America. They're going against you, and that's part of their attack on you, is they use your stupid rhino leaders against you. And that's how they do it. And you idiots who keep electing them, boom off the stage. I want to see a hell of a lot more of that. Your final thoughts, Lincoln?
Why is every Republican also like Josh Hawley now coming out publicly and like demanding that these insurrectionists be arrested and punished to the full extent of the law? I mean, why are they doing this? Have you heard a single Democrat call for like Antifa to be arrested or Black Lives Matter? Why are Republicans kicking and screaming, demanding that the Capitol insurrectionists be arrested and punished to the full extent?
Because Josh Hawley is a great guy, but the thing is, he's still up there in D.C., and I think he's saying that for just political reasons. He knows he's going to play well in the media, and he knows he's kind of an island. Nobody likes to be – remember, politics is social. Nobody likes to be isolated. It takes you know, cojones of steel and a steel spine to really be a beacon. Most people want to get along, go along. So if you're on Capitol Hill, if you're a congressman or a senator, the media will pressure you. Well, you haven't said anything about it. What's your response? Well, why haven't you said anything? The reporter will shove the microphone in your or bang on your door for 2 weeks. Finally, you come out and say, yes, I want the insurrectionists to be, persecuted and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Because then they can always say, well, we are a party of the rule of law is what's going to be their mantra in the election. Republican Party, they want to say we have the rule of law, right? But really, when you say that, the Democrats, they rub their hands together and they go, yeah, he's doing now what we want him to do. They're trying to make you into a media monkey. And I've warned you guys about this before out there in political land. They're trying to make you into their media pet monkey where they tell you to get out there. And really, you are saying, you know, CNN talking points. And they want you to do that. And when you do it, they love it. Now, you know what you're saying,
like McCarthy.
Nobody's got the cojones for a lot of things anymore. I like Josh Hawley, but I'm just saying I am aware of that situation. Again, you know, look, it's politics 101. I've told you guys before, you're never going to get any politician that sings your tune 1,000% of the time. If you get a quarter, a third of what you want, take it to the bank. Take your profits and run like in crypto trading, right? I mean, you're not going to get everything you want. You never are in politics, but at least we're educating people too. They've been snowed for a long time on the conservative side, but you know what? There are a lot of folks who are waking up. They've been played, and they haven't been played by Trump. They've been played by the RNC, who hated Trump, and by the media, who hates Trump. Trump wasn't perfect, but the one thing I loved about the guy was he was a bull in the china shop, and he did shake things up. And he wasn't supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to win, and I love that Hillary was denied the Oval Office. And with that, Lincoln, have a great night, buddy. Love you, man.
Have a good night, brother.
Be careful there. All right, buddy. Folks, this show, we will speak truth to power, and this is one of the few shows that will. We're not trying to curry favor with people that hate us, okay? I never understood that. We're not trying to curry favor with people that don't wish us well. We're not trying to curry favor with any of the current political parties. The Republican Party today, though well-meaning in many ways, is really an extension of the Democrat Party, which is trying to rule the roost in America. We are all caught in the crossfire and know it for what it is. And we're going to go to a little break here. But when I come back, we will have the Irish pirate, I assure you. He will be here in all of his regalia.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mad.
What's happening now?
Turn the key, it turns you on, yeah.
Lean and muscular, that's Camaro.
A Camaro will drive you absolutely mod.
Take that fantastic mod bod by Fisher and
you're really gonna flip a Camaro.
Buckle up and hip-hugging bucket seats.
You're on a groovy trip with Camaro, Camaro.
With rally stripes and hideaway headlines.
New safety features.
You'll cruise safely and smoothly in the sporty machine.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mad.
Go to Chevy, you'll sell yourself.
are back here. And just know that we also have a radio show policy that if you see something out there in America, then say something, for God's sakes. So if you notice something unusual in your abode, your zip code, your city or town, or shack in the woods, or your bug-out cabin, or state, then call the show to let us know. We can't possibly know everything going on in every nook and cranny inside the American Weimar Republic. We do want to know what is going on inside America right now as the evil, no patriot man or women should ever have to face. The evil in America is everywhere, the corruption. And we should not have to live like this going forward. And with that, let's bring on our tech wizard, the Irish pirate, in all his glory. Irish, are you there tonight, sir?
Hey, there might
going
be a
what?
Rebel without a cause out there. United Nations is a cause without a rebel. Easy to stomp out by just saying, no, don't do it.
Love that. Yeah, man. Exactly. How you doing?
I'm getting there. I'm trying to get over a little bit the death of Colt Brennan. He broke a lot of records, and people know him only if they're into sports. My problem, I was a sportscaster, and for 2 years he was in junior college, and I did his play-by-play. So I know him. I knew him personally, although we weren't like constant friends or everything when he went on to Hawaii. But I really wanted to see him do well. And everywhere he did well, he walked on. He didn't get the full ride scholarship, sucking gravy and everything else. He had to do it the hard way. He had a black cloud in his past, and he was bound and determined to try and beat it. Eventually, it got to him. And so this isn't about football. This is about PTSD. Colt Brennan, from what it looks like, died of somebody slipped him a Mickey. It gave him fentanyl when he least could use it, and just knocked him right off the planet.
Wow.
And he was undergoing rehab near where he went to high school, and his dad was watching him. The family's still down there, and that's in Southern California,
yeah,
by the way, near where Betty lives. Anyway,
yes.
So
Newport Beach.
I'm trying to get past that. It's not that simple. If you remember, I told you a story about Coach D a few months ago. That was another guy I covered that ended up paraplegic. And he's at least making the recovery to the best of my knowledge. He's been a very busy man. I haven't kept up with him. And so there are a lot of comrades out there that just, they're going to win or they're going to lose these battles. These battles are getting bigger. These battles are getting stronger. And it's going to take a lot more heart. Even my daughter broke up with her boyfriend after years. And he gave the dumbest excuse ever. He literally said she wasn't one of her most primary character traits. I think he was jealous. But anyway, these things happen. And, the things you think that are going the strongest or that you can actually count on, sometimes those things go south on you. And the neat thing
That's
is
true.
You and I are always prepared for – we're always prepared for the worst. So it is what it is when you find it. Now, speaking of the worst, this Arizona audit, I thought I wasn't even going to talk about it, but they discovered that they didn't do anything right. I worked the elections over the past, not recently, but back in the days when I was doing more professional chess teaching and making the big bucks whenever it was available, I would supplement that by, for example, doing things like delivering flowers on Mother's Day and working the elections and whatever came along. And I even got to the point where I was the guy, not the tech guy. I did every other job. I was in charge of a precinct 1 year. And the thing that was so bizarre is I never thought our elections could get that deep in the corruption, but they clearly did. And now we're looking at, for example, they deleted the whole database. There is no record whatsoever we had an election at all. No, we didn't have an election. Sorry. But we just happened to have an installed president because we didn't have an election, I guess. And even worse, they've actually tried to admit they didn't even have password access to their own equipment to be able to talk to each other. They didn't pack any of the boxes when they were done with sealed tape, like you're supposed to. We were doing that back in the day. Man, you'd get busted if you didn't do that.
Yes.
And then there's these things called pink slips that are supposed to kind of count the general, you know, whatever the large group that's coming in. Somebody's supposed to slap a pink slip. And all of this has a chain of command, right? You've got a representative authority that comes with the responsibility of saying, yeah, I looked at it and everything's fine. Nobody did anything. Not one. It's amazing. And I can't hear a darn thing in Arizona about it. If I want to find out what's going on, I have to catch the Gateway Pundit, which is something I haven't been paying attention to. Thank God they were covering it in great detail. And that kind of stuff amazes me. And some of the other stuff that really impressed me on the week, I'm hearing from other stuff that I didn't listen to before, because quite frankly, they weren't that good. But they're the ones everybody's branching out a little bit more. And so that's making it even harder, because as we've talked about before, millions of miles an hour at the speed of light, here comes the disinformation, absolutely certain what they don't want you to hear. And once you're over the target, at least that's when you know where you should be firing your bullets. And that's what we're seeing. We're definitely seeing that you can't sit still. You can't sit on the fence. If you won't take a side, one of the sides is going to grab you and either force you to take their side, and it ain't going to be the good guy's side. So
that's right.
No, you can't sit there anymore.
Now, Sir Pirate, what do you think is going to be the end result of this Maricopa County vote audit here in Phoenix? In your estimation.
I asked somebody that question the other day. They said, yeah, this is really going to be something. And the answer is, yeah, it's going to cast some doubt. I mean, that's exactly what's been happening. But here's the point. Every single Arizona delegate turned around and voted for Biden anyway. I mean, this won't overturn that. We don't have some sort of a statute that said they had to do it. No, they cast their conscience, because they had the gun pointed at their head, but they cast their conscience.
Right.
And they didn't do their due diligence. And that's what's really on the record. That was brought up by Demand Daniel McCarthy. He said, look, this audit, the same guys that are on that audit are the same. They're talking about the 73 Democrat lawyers that came over. And the reason they did that is they needed to establish a smokescreen for the fact that they were working on a case that actually would overturn the election. And they wanted to make sure nobody knew they were on that. That's really what this may be all about. They gave them a circus to play around and say, hey, don't pay attention to the other hand. This all could be for nothing. We already know what we're going to find is that nobody did their job. And that's what's coming straight out. And then, of course, Kelly O'Ward, that's my nickname for her, because she never slammed a single person when she was running for office. She refused to say any negative things about anybody cheating, lying. And it's like, come on, woman. I mean, if you're doing the right thing, you got to say the other people are doing things wrong. Which is like part of the deal. You know,
that's right.
Black to the white on a chessboard. It's the other team. You know, they have to be wrong if I'm right, if we're diametrically opposed. Sorry. And so that's why I nicknamed her Dr. Kelly O'Ward. She's a good woman. She tried to get rid of the red light cameras here in Arizona. She tried twice.
Yes.
And, you know, was shut down by a lot of illegal activity. I mean, give her credit for the good fight, but the reality is standing there saying we're going to take this to the bitter end, the answer is you don't realize the bitter end means nothing changes. Nothing changes. That's not where we need to be putting a whole lot of our energy other than saying, yep, my suspicions are verified. Now what? I need to do something to protect my vote. I need to do something to protect my money. I need to do something to protect my opinion. I need to do something to protect my own security and safety. Because if they suspect me of being on the other side, they're coming for everything I've got. Every last breath of it. Guess what?
They are.
You have a fight coming on your hands. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to bring it on because you're going to bring it on anyway. The answer is, do you realize how much of a resistance you're going to get? Especially someone who actually has, dare I bring that up on this show, And I said, I've always wanted to be this guy. I want to be that go-to guy of faith on this show that can answer the questions of what the Bible actually has to say about the topics we bring up. And so I stand out right now and say, yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm going to go with what God said was right and wrong way back in the day. And the plurality of what are in our laws came from Leviticus in the Bible. About 34% of the writings of the founding fathers were quoting Leviticus. So they knew what
yes.
it took to make a republic, a bona fide, we're going to set rules and they're not supposed to change. Because if the rules
right.
are really good, they don't need to be changed. And if the people are really bad, they're going to demand they be changed. So there's our problem, is that bad people are trying to change the rules so they can do whatever they want to do indiscriminately. And that's basically what's been going on for decades, long since before I was born. And so I'm trying my
I love that.
That's
so true.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this show is for. The people that really
that's
honestly
right.
appreciate freedom. I mean, we got gunslingers. We got people running
yes.
the markets. Yeah, and I'm also radio, TV, and film. I mean, I don't watch movies because that's my degree. It'd be kind of like if I was a plumber and I went home and watched it and broke out a plumbing manual for, you know, for the fun of it.
Right.
I mean, who'd want to do that? So it's kind of the same thing. I don't like watching movies for the most part. I do love music, though. And as you know, I got a new computer semi-recently, and I have done my first diligent, you know, got some music down, laid it down, did an all-nighter like I always wanted to do, got into just burning and churning, and actually cranked a CD out, playing it today in my car, blowing people's ears
nice.
Off as I drive by.
Nice.
Yeah, and
well,
I
actually want to thank you for your tech wizardry for the show. Not only are you a tech wizard, you're also a Bible scholar. Thank you, sir. Hey, thank you for calling the show. Appreciate you, man. Have a good night. Thank you, Irish Pirate folks, from his compound there in the somewhere in Phoenix that will remain nameless. Folks, be careful out there. You never know who the hell is trying to come into your town or your city and stir up trouble.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
God, that is the best promo ever. Love that. Folks, look, you need to adjust being around your own people going forward, your own compatriots, your own people of like mind and ideology. You see, we can't lose this fight. Now, imagine this horror being inflicted on the real patriots of America again and again and again until we fade into extinction. We cannot and will not let that happen, my friends. These are very dark times indeed, and a lot of you don't want to hear what you've been told time and time again, but it's always darkest before the dawn. And the closer you get to something, the harder it is to see. And when all hope is lost, always remember there are still hundreds of millions of real patriot men and women out there in America and beyond. And if as small as 5 or 10 million real patriot men ever really got serious, we could accomplish the incomprehensible faster than you would ever believe. So don't give up the fight. Don't give up, because you mean more to us and the show and the country that your ancestors fought for than anyone else, and you have the potential for greatness. It's only what we do in our darkest hour that defines us. Now, remember, if you recall last week when I mentioned to you that Russia may fire their Satan II ICBM missiles in a test launch over America and much of the world. Now, for 4 years, the U.S. Democrat Party willfully lied about Russia collusion, the Russian collusion theory with President Trump, if you recall. That hoax bore false witness against Russia and its people. It was not true. It's been proven it's not true. And it violated one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You can't have it both ways. You can't say you're a Christian nation and yet you're bearing false witness against other countries. And then you sit back and you expect great things to happen. Doesn't work that way. Our then CIA director, Democrat John Brennan, and director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and FBI director, the corrupt James Comey, willfully lied, claiming the intelligence community had come to the consensus that Russia got Trump elected, allegedly. That, too, was a lie. And that's been proven in many news reports all over the Internet and everywhere else. You can do your own research. Our U.S. Congress, where Democrats served, enacted real-life economic sanctions against Russia, doing great harm to that country and to its people. I'm no big fan of Russia, but the theory of Russia collusion accusations, which those same Democrats put out there, they knew at the time it was a lie, which puts the country in jeopardy. If you take the trajectory of what they said, it makes the country unstable politically and militarily. Again, I'm for America first. I want a strong, not weak. Putting out lies to other countries, though I know I'm no naive person, we do it all the time, but putting them out there constantly, incessantly, doesn't bode well, especially when that other country has nukes and is a superpower. It's not like we're talking to El Salvador or Luxembourg in Europe. Little tiny countries, no, it's Russia. So when it finally came out that there was absolutely no evidence of Russian collusion, the sanctions were not lifted. To this very day, the U.S. Congress refuses to remove the sanctions on the lie that they imposed, even though the sanctions are based upon a total, complete, fabricated media lie. This is why you need to know this, why the Russians are showing their wares. They will fire a Satan II rocket now over America. You can thank the Democrat Party, their accomplices, and the Republican Party, other conservatives, but especially it's from the left and the terrible, terrible Democrat media in this country. Incidentally, the sanctions upon Russia are literally worse than the sanctions the U.S. Congress imposed upon Japan in the early 1940s during World War II. Many of you don't know that. As history shows it, it was those economic sanctions that caused Japan to attack the United States at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, killing over 3,000 of our Naval and Army and Air Corps servicemen and women, bringing us to World War II. We hope that history does not repeat itself. On my show, we will talk about war and peace. We will talk about these things. So we do thank you for being here tonight. A big show as always. There is some good points to bring up about the country and the nation, and we will talk about the sobering reality of where the nation is at right now in May of 2021. Thank you all for being here tonight on our epic episode 50. Catch our debut show next Tuesday night, 8 p.m., The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, episode 1, and episode 51 next Thursday of the infamous Von Weehunt Show. Legendary, rogue, and infamous. We thank you all for being here tonight. Our show has ended. Our great callers are the smartest in the biz. We thank you all, and good night.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try The time to hesitate is through, the time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby.